Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny, wow, wow, wow. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock with the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Miami Heat is back on the hardwood tonight against the LA Lakers. Last time they played the Lakers, whoop their ass. I mean, they took it to them. You remember, that was when J.J. Redick, very unprofessional. You know, because he's not a real coach. He's a podcaster. But he showed up to his pregame press conference like almost a half hour late. Maybe it was 10 minutes. But almost a half hour late because of Aunt Basil.
Yeah, the last guy that was late to something left the team. We know, JJ. We know what that means. Not taking it seriously, dude. Not taking it seriously.
They quit against the Heat that game. That was a crazy performance from them. I mean, you want to talk about tap machine. I was like, whoa. They were just like looking around. Whatever. You excited to see Gabe Vincent tonight, J-Fig?
Who?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's right.
Frosty, dude. All right. I guess not. You know what you did, Gabe.
You know what you did.
We're on to bigger and better things now. I don't know who, but...
Okay.
Yep. We're past Gabe Vincent. And Strus. We're done with both of you. Although, great hair.
He does have great hair. Jimmy Butler in that game, because his role was reduced, he had 17 points, 9 rebounds, 8 of 12 from the floor. Reduced role in a game they won by 40. What?
Malarkey, dude. Absolute malarkey that he tried.
Reduced role.
Yeah, of course.
It's a reduced role. Took the second most shots on the team
that
day.
How can it be a reduced role when you're the guy? Like, that's like if Tua was like, hey, you know, they're just not using me right. It's like the ball is in your hand every play. What are you talking about?
No, it's a reduced role. That's what he says.
Reduced role. Reduced role.
Reduced role.
Sick of this, dude.
Let's get to cat talk, huh?
Ooh.
Cat talk. Is brought to you by our friends over at Hollywood Kia. The big game is here. Tackle game-winning deals during the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. Get $1,000 lease bonus cash towards your new Kia. We'll double your down payment up to $3,000 online at HollywoodKia.com. Call them up, 832-930-6181. The Florida Panthers defeated the New Jersey Devils yesterday in a shootout. Here was Anton Lundell in the shootout, getting the win. Baby Barkey.
Sorry, I don't have it.
What?
I apologize.
What do you mean you don't have it?
I was like, oh, he must be playing a video, man. I apologize.
I just asked you to play his goal.
That's so true. I apologize. I was so focused on Bad Bunny. That's my fault.
Isn't it in the system?
It should be.
That's your fault.
Yeah. Do it again. Do it again.
You just want me to pretend what just happened didn't happen?
No, for sure. For sure. No, it's okay. It's okay.
All right.
Yeah.
The Panthers defeat the New Jersey Devils last night, 2-1 in a shootout.
Whoa!
Anton Lundell had the game winner in the shootout. Here was baby Barky.
Lundell takes it from center ice. Heads off to his right. Top of the circle, front of the net. Shot, he scores! And Anton Lundell ends it. The Panthers take it tonight, 2-1 in the shootout here in New Jersey. Wow. Anton Lundell, what a move there. And he beats Markstrom to end the game. And the Panthers get the big 2 points here tonight. A big win for the Panthers to end the trip.
Is that normal? That hockey organ was terrifying.
What's that normal? Is that... They ended with a solo? They're like, all right, we lost the game, guys. Organ solo.
That was
very, very interesting.
That was crazy. Hockey's like has the craziest just difference of celebration between a goal and an opponent's goal. Like, they almost act like the opponent's goal did not happen.
Yeah.
Because it didn't.
But when it's a home goal, goal horns, fireworks.
The game's going on. We're still celebrating.
Game's going on. They come back five minutes later to tell you who scored.
Yeah. That's great.
It's all a show. We love it.
That's funny. We're getting the information late, but we'll get that party started. We'll start the party. You tell us who made the goal, baby. We just know it went in.
Hey. That's the weirdest thing in hockey. Like, okay. They'll be playing. They'll play two more minutes of hockey, and then that's goal assisted by him. Like,
what? That's all right.
We're on commercial. What are you doing? What's going on?
Attention, Panthers fans. 14.
Do they change lines every time they score?
Huh?
Because I always see the guy going get dap, but he always seems to leave the game.
Yes, I think they do. Scored. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Oh. Okay. And that's like, I'm assuming a custom. Like, every time you see someone get a sack or something like that, or like a long run, they're usually like, great run, sideline. I guess that's the same thing. Like, you serve your time.
No, it's a weird dynamic. Like, no matter how long they've been on the ice, they go dap up and then they go in.
All right.
I try to score quickly.
100 questions.
Hey, no. Don't even try, because you tried it. You tried it.
Did it ask, no. David Quirk.
Just kidding. Yeah.
100 questions about hockey all the time. This was Kachuk.
That one was pretty reasonable, though.
This was Kachuk last night. You can see.
Oh, my God.
It is such a perfect photo.
That is all the New Jersey Devils trying to choke out Matthew Kachuk.
What is going
shouldn't
on?
Shouldn't he have his mouth in? Why is he chewing on that thing?
That's his thing. He doesn't
for protection.
He doesn't have it for protection. He just chews it. And he doesn't lose it either.
They hate this man.
Oh, my goodness.
Jesus.
What did he do?
That's so great. I'm glad he's on my team.
I am too.
So happy.
Oh, I would hate him if he wasn't on my team.
This guy, he got what he deserved.
How furious do you think all of Canada was watching him bring the Stanley Cup into the Atlantic Ocean last year?
He doesn't respect it.
He's not respecting the cup.
Salt water on Stanley.
McDavid deserved it.
So great.
So
just so hungover. Bringing the Lord Stanley out of the elbow room.
That was a party, dude. That was like a week-long party. People eating pasta out
a
of it.
A week? I feel like it was much more than a week.
That's true. It was a hell of a summer. But they need to make this. I need this. Hey, Panthers land. I need this a t-shirt,
yeah,
please.
Put this on the elevator.
Let's go.
Do they do that?
And a t-shirt.
No, that's the Dolphins.
Oh, okay. That was cool. That's
can
cool.
Change lines after the game.
Okay. Come on. It's just, you know, just asking.
That one was a reasonable question.
Just asking a question, you know?
I'm sorry, Leroy. He's lashing out. You should hear what he says on break.
Now, if I ask him a fight game question.
Oh, he'll know.
Oh, he break that thing down like
I can't. Oh, I can't wait for this weekend, dude. I cannot wait. Back. UFC is back this week. I hell of a card last week, but it was, you know, not star studded.
Ah.
Star studded card. We got the Nurmagomedovs in.
Ooh.
Baby Nurmagomedov is trying to win the title from Merab.
Wow.
You got Jamal Hill taking on Jiří Prochazka. Long matchup in the making.
Yeah.
Then you got Islam Makhachev, Arman Tsarukyan.
It is going to get to the point where it is difficult to pronounce every single person's name.
Nope.
UFC.
He knows them all in there. Yeah.
Jamal Charles crazy. Was the only one I was like, oh, okay.
Jamal Hill.
Oh,
he even spells his name weird, though. I'm like, I don't see a Jamal spell much with an H.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. It is weird. But even then, I'm like, all right. Wait. Are one of these guys the blind guy?
Huh?
The blind in one eye, orange hair.
Oh, no. Shara Bullitt. I don't think he's allowed to fight in. I don't think he's allowed to fight in America. That's the word.
What?
He's gonna, and they have a Saudi Arabia card coming up in. I think February 1st. He'll definitely be on that card. I don't even have to look. I know he's on that card.
Makes sense. Dang, UFC's back,
baby! Chili Peppers.
Oh, I do like me some Chili Peppers.
Take a break.
You always do Chili Peppers with your friends, the guys you talk to.
Nah, that's not true.
I think he's got a chance.
Yeah.
Live dog here. And then dude gets pounded.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
The next day.
That's not fair.
Not fair.
It's not fair. That's not true.
We come to you for your fight game expertise, and you get mad because I ask you a damn hockey question.
Did you change the lines? And how much time are they on the ice? What's the average TOI?
Oh.
What is the TOI?
Time on ice.
Oh, see? So if I want to know what you are, I'm
going to
ask you.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
After this. All right. Tobin and Leroy back with you here. 560 WQAM. Miami Heat. Let's get to 15 minutes of heat here. Brought to you by Hollywood Kia. The big game is here. Tackle game winning deals during the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. Get $1,000 lease bonus cash towards your new Kia. Plus, we'll double your down payment up to $3,000. Visit them online, hollywoodkia.com. And you can call them at 832-930-6181. The Miami Heat on the hardwood tonight. Against the Los Angeles Lakers. That is a 10 o'clock tip-off from Crypto.com Arena, where, of course, Pat Riley was at the last. So, Pat, you think he's chilling there? He's probably just waiting for them. Okay, what's up, guys?
I think he waiting for business to pick up back home.
I think he went to the West Coast to go check on his house, and then he also was at Michael Cooper's jersey retirement, which he spoke at.
Okay.
So, Jaime got his jersey retired, his high school jersey retired. That was kind of cool. His number 24.
I did see that. That was cool.
Mm-hmm.
That,
once you make the NBA, like, high school's got to retire. Does your jersey retire, Leroy?
It
should be. It should be you and Playoff Lenny.
That is a
Playoff cool Lenny.
I should probably check the hallways of Miami Gardens Optimist to see.
Oh, you think so?
Potentially. You never know.
I'm not. You know what I've always held a grudge against?
Yeah.
Barry University doesn't have me in the broadcast wing.
That's messed up.
And I feel like I should be in the broadcast wing.
That's messed up.
That's messed up, dude.
Yeah.
I feel like I should be in the broadcast wing. I am a distinguished alum of Barry University.
Is there anybody else?
I threw out a first pitch.
Threw out a first pitch. Come on. Come on.
Why am I not in the broadcast wing?
That's crazy.
That may
crazy.
Have to do with your getting kicked off campus.
What
does that have to do with?
Isn't that one of those things, though? Like, what does that have to do with my aunt? It's almost like Pete Rose gambling. What does that have to do with anything? You know, it was off the field.
You should probably write a very strongly worded letter.
Mm. Yeah. Well, and that's where it ends.
Send it in.
It's really a shame. You're kind of like the Ted Ginn of, like, radio broadcasting.
Bust.
You know? No, no, not a bust, you know? Underwhelming start of your career. But look at you, 12 years later.
Yeah, but Ted Ginn was the number 9 overall pick. Like, I had to, you know, I was cutting Panthers headlights of Richard Zednik getting his neck sliced open. I came from the bottom.
Wow. Rough. Dark memory.
Oh. What? Dark memory? What? A night I'll never forget.
Yeah.
They're like, all right, you're on your first Panthers game tonight. I'm like, okay, cool. Should be an you know.
Just uneventful.
Like, it's usually like 4 goals. It's not much to cut up. And then Richard Zednik skate across the throat. I was like, whoa. Then one game I took my kids to a Panthers game, and Richard Zednik happened to be sitting in front of me, and I just kept looking at him like,
his neck.
The neck is all right.
The head's still on his shoulders.
The neck is all right, dude. All right.
You see any scarring? Like,
that's what I was looking for. I didn't want him to think I was staring, because we literally like were a row apart.
Show us your neck.
Jeez.
Gross, dude. Gross.
That was crazy. I'll never forget Randy Moeller and Bill Lindsay. They were, oh,
they were screaming.
Yeah,
I guess I,
dude, it was like a movie. Maybe what happened to his neck. Don't look it up on YouTube.
No, I can't. No, my search history is already crazy enough. I don't want to add that to it. I don't do well with those things, though. I don't know if I would have screamed or potentially blacked out. Leroy, you ever saw an on the field injury that just made you sick to your stomach?
Yes. Ugh. We were playing Pittsburgh, and the guys,
oh no,
he got hit in his helmet.
Yeah,
his helmet split his head right here.
Oh.
And it was just, it wasn't, he didn't have any, you know, damage to his brain. His head.
Yeah,
but it was so much blood.
Oh.
That everybody just freaked out.
Jeez. Jesus. What was his name? I can Google that, right?
I don't remember his name. And I remember in practice one time, a tight end slid because it was wet and put his arm down, and his elbow went.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. I can't deal with like broken bones or like dislocated, this fracture. I can't even see. Like, you know,
I can't deal with the big ones. Like when you see a leg snap.
Oh, yeah.
Like arm.
Get dead foot.
Right. I remember who's the guy that was pitching. He was pitching one time in his form.
I forget.
Yeah. And then he had the surgery, and he came back, and it snapped again.
I mean, the worst one I've ever seen in person was Chris Weidman. That was brutal. I saw Weidman's leg snap cage side.
No.
Yeah.
Or that I remember Silva, when I was
Silva
a kid.
Silva leg break was bad, too.
I think it was the Houston Astros had a guy, Dickie Thon. Remember him? Baseball player?
No.
He got hit in the head and was donezo.
What was his name?
Never played again. Dickie Thon.
T-H-O-N.
That's a good baseball name.
That is.
That sounds like a middle reliever, Dickie Thon.
Mm.
What did he play, Marcos? He was a pitcher, you said? He was a pitcher, Leroy?
One home run.
No, he got hit.
Oh, he got hit in the face, like Giancarlo Stanton did. Craig Counsell had a nasty one, too. They hit Craig Counsell. They had to wire his jaw shut.
But that one's not that, like, I mean, it looks bad. Obviously, you know, you get hit in the face. But to me, I'm like, unless I see him spitting out teeth, I won't be, like, crazy. To see, like, Paul George's injury or, remember, Kevin Ware, like.
Oh, yeah, that was a brutal one.
Come on, like, bones sticking out of me. I can't do that. One of the many reasons I couldn't be a doctor.
Remember when Kimbo fought the guy with the cauliflower ear and he blew up the guy's ear? That was crazy.
He also had a street fight where like a guy's.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. That was great.
I'm feeling all kinds of feelings.
Those
right
were
now.
The days on YouTube, baby.
Yo, what?
Those were the days.
I was just thinking, wow, unsolicited.
He's Puerto Rican.
Yeah, I saw that actually. He's going to the Bad Bunny concert.
Got hit in the face.
Me and Dickie hanging out.
Sounds, yeah, he sounds, so he was like a utility infielder?
Shortstop, second baseman, yeah. Third baseman.
Perfect. You miss the utility infielder these days, you know?
15-year career.
Alfredo Amezaga.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but he was really good. He got hit in the face. He would just journeyman after that.
Remember the amazing.
Remember the Marlins had a guy. Remember the Marlins had a guy that got hit in the head and then he came back?
Yeah, Giancarlo Stanton.
No.
He had a new helmet after that.
Maybe it was either Yankees or the Marlins. They signed a guy. Remember he was out for a long time and then he came back? They did like an ESPN thing on him.
Oh, you're talking about the Adam Greenberg thing? The guy who they gave one at bat to?
Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah, he was supposed to make his major league debut. He never got an official at bat. And so the Marlins gave him one at bat. You know, another great Samson product to put out on the field. Let's do baseball make a wish.
Jeez, Tobin.
What, dude?
It's rough.
It's a professional baseball team. Like, oh, that's a great gimmick. Let's do that.
I mean, it can't be no worse than when they brought out Muhammad Ali.
Dude, what? I know. And ladies and gentlemen, the greatest, Muhammad Ali. And Jeffrey Lurie's holding on to him for dear life.
Oh, God.
My Jesus.
What about Dan Jennings? Did you see him get hit in the head? Is that something that you remember witnessing?
Dan Jennings, the former manager?
Apparently, he was a Marlins pitcher at a certain point. Or was he? Yeah, Marlins pitcher. Dan Jennings.
Oh, that's right. His son did pitch. Yeah, that's right. That's right. I do remember that.
I'm trying to think. When I was in New Orleans, a guy who played for the University of New Orleans, Whitehurst? Whitehead or Whitehurst, he was a pitcher, and he got hit in the face with a line drive, and that was pretty gruesome.
Well, you got Heat basketball coming up tonight. We had Panthers last night. They're back on the ice tomorrow. We're going to break down some Cats with our guy, David Dwork from the Hockey News. He joins us next.